This year episode of Keep Calm and Crown On is brought to you by the Mary and Blake store. Of course, it's the one-stop shop for all things of your favorite fandoms, between swag and t-shirts and aprons and mugs. I mean, you name it. If we talk about it, it's there. Head on over to the Mary and Blake store to get some gifts for your fellow nerds.
If I became Catholic, it would be a national scandal. There'd be talk of betrayal, second reformation. No, they'd make me give up my title and kick me out.
That'd be so bad. To free yourself once and for all. To find happiness.
Why would I? The title, my seniority, the proximity to the crown, is my happiness. It's who I am. I don't expect you to understand.
No, I don't understand. You've just discovered terrible things about your family. A system that ignored five members of its own to protect itself. Will that same system protect you? No. It doesn't protect anything except the centre. Those away from the centre...
But I am in the centre. I am in the very centre. I am the Queen's sister. Daughter to a King Emperor. And I will always be in the centre.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Keep Calm and Crown On. It's a podcast dedicated to the show The Crown on Netflix. So grab your favorite cup of tea and let's get royal. Everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I really feel this episode. I feel it, man.
Yeah.
I get it. I truly do. There's some family stuff in here that Margaret is going through that I think is the thing of the episode. Mm-hmm. It's the form of it. Of course, there's other things that happen that bring us what this episode is about, but what we just played, I think, is it. And I get it. Truly, I do. And so, but we'll get into that. And
yes.
It's rather personal and rather enlightening in many ways. So,
well, before we get into the personal nature of this episode and tell you more gushy stuff about us, we would love to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. You can, of course, find all the other podcasts and blogs that we do at maryandblake.com. And, of course, we want to take a moment to thank all of you at jointhenerdclan.com.
Well, this episode was entitled Hereditary Principle, which obviously is what they're circling around in this episode. Mm-hmm. Of course, what it means to have royal blood, and if it is 100% pure, which is not a great term used by the Queen Mum. Mm-hmm. Not a great term.
No.
And of course, but we're 2020 woke here, so it's not fair to judge, especially someone who is from a much different time, but still, regardless,
yes,
not a great term. The director was Jessica Hobbs, who has directed actually two very introspective episodes of The Crown already in season three. The first one being Moondust, if you recall that one with Prince Philip and how he was trying to find himself,
mm-hmm,
especially in light of the astronauts going to the moon.
Yep.
And then Cri de Coeur, which was the finale of season three, another Margaret episode where she has a breakdown, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like Jessica Hobbs gets Princess Margaret.
Agreed.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. Like, she gets to spend a lot of time with Margaret. I agree.
And as we love Benjamin Caron and in The Crown and how he seems to get the crown overall, I, mm-hmm, feel like this Jessica Hobbs seems to just have a special niche in this world
for the pain of Princess Margaret.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly captured, again, very effectively, I feel like, in this episode.
Agreed.
And the writer, naturally, Peter Morgan.
Yes.
So, Marvin, your corgi rating, what do you got?
Okay. Betty, our corgi, is here, and she's ready to know what's going on. My corgi rating for this here episode is a 4.8, another solid episode. I love anything with Helen and Bader Carter. I mean, she's just hitting out of the ballpark continually as this character, and she will be missed as we go into another season, but just a solid 4.8.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 4.5 on this one.
Okay. That's a wee low for you.
It is a little low. I actually have here 4.4 in the document, but again, hearing you talk about it, Mary, this is HBC's last hurrah as Princess Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least last big hurrah as Princess Margaret, and it is one to go out on. And,
agreed.
I'm a big fan of her, and while I was saying earlier that obviously, Princess Margaret discovering the family secrets is the plot of the episode. But the thing of it, the form of it, is how toxic she is to herself and how she keeps going back to it. No matter what she does, no matter what she finds. Remember how we were saying that Fagin was what the show used to criticize Thatcher?
Yes.
He wasn't the thing, but it was the thing that got us to the thing.
Yes.
The same thing happens here. And I feel like The Crown this season is really exceptional at getting us to the thing, not the thing. You know, see what I'm saying?
Not really, because we're in a lot of pronouns, but sure, I'll go for it. How about GBGs? Why don't we share your GBGs first?
All right, first.
We usually do mine.
Okay, first, Olivia Colman. Olivia Colman in this episode is great. First, I never, ever, 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 ever thought I would hear her as the queen say the phrase, a friend of Dorothy.
Oh my gosh, right? So hip.
That was awesome, man.
Yes.
I didn't even know she thought that was a real thing.
It's a thing, but it is.
Apparently for her, it is.
Yep.
And I love that. And then, of course, on the other half of that ledger is her reaction to telling her sister that... that she's no longer going to be.
She's no longer one of the top six.
She's not top six. It's like, you know, remember MySpace? Remember your top friends?
Oh my gosh.
Your top eight? Remember the top eight?
Yes.
And sometimes you just take someone out because you felt like it and you wanted to stir up some crap.
Wow.
That's what
just happened. She just was untopped eight.
She was untop eight.
Tom from MySpace.
Tom would be very happy right now.
Yes. All right. What was your bad?
So my bad is nothing necessarily with the episode itself.
Because, I mean, you rated it relatively low compared to other episodes.
Well, I rated it low just because I feel like we are on such a great...
we were on a Diana high.
We're on a Diana high. And... the episode unto itself is very good.
Yes.
But I feel like we were getting such great momentum. And then we have this one. And it just feels like it...
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? But the bad for the episode is the therapist. What isn't there any kind of like family... HIPAA law? Like, where's
patient
Madame,
confidentiality.
Yeah, like, where's Madame Pomfrey when we need her?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Like... I feel like you shouldn't be just laying these things out. Like, oh, yeah, what about your cousins? Yeah, they're alive, right?
Yeah, me and all my therapist friends, we talk about it all the time.
Talk about you guys
all
the time.
Your family's whack.
Like, I feel like there should be some kind of line drawn there where it's not brought up.
Yep.
But that's just my opinion. And the great, of course. You know, I called her today. HBC, because you know we're good friends.
Yeah,
and you know she's okay with me calling her HBC. Mm-hmm. She prefers it. She prefers that. She doesn't like Helena.
Okay,
but she's more of an HBC person, and that's fine. It's for close friends only.
Okay, Blake.
She's my queen. She is absolutely my queen. She is excellent in this episode, and I have to give it to her. When the camera moves up to her, and she is. Talking to her therapist, the non-HIPAA compliant therapist.
Yes, yes. Please don't tell anybody my secrets. I'm writing a memoir.
I know, right? That slight lip quiver as she's about to...
When she's backlit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. excellent stuff. I was very pleased with that kind of acting. Of course, all of her acting throughout the whole thing, even when she's in the pool and she's just, you can see like this vacant stare and she's underneath the water, she's drowning in all of her sorrow and all of her grief and regret and everything that surrounds her is just drowning her, even drowning in her own blood from her lungs. Like, yeah, bad news, man. Bad news. So, but HBC, my queen, she is awesome. She's